This is a consultation on Christie, K-R-I-S-T-I-E, last name Zikoski, Z-I-K-O-W-S-K-Y, Z-I-K-O-W-S-K-Y, Christie. Date of birth, 2/26/1980. New paragraph, patient seen for Dr. Suhasini Atluri, A-T-L-U-R-I, Suhasini. Date of birth, sorry, Suhasini Atluri, and also for Dr. Porus, and Denton State Supported Living Center, new paragraph. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This patient, a 42-year-old female, has been known to me from before. I have been seeing her for neutropenia, and recently she was found to have elevated total proteins and mainly globulins. So that was another reason. New paragraph. Patient does not communicate. New paragraph. Past medical history. She has history of cerebral palsy and intellectual disability. History of seizure disorder. She has chronic neutropenia, which is mild. On recent serum immunoprotein electrophoresis, globulin was found to be 5.7, and so further lab tests were requested. Subsequently, they were done. So serum immunoprotein electrophoresis did show total protein to be 8.5 with globulin 4.7. IgG level was 3,354, IgM was 239. Beta 2 microglobulin apparently was not done. WEC was 3.2. New paragraph. Physical exam, patient is in wheelchair, ICNT OK, lymph node negative in the neck. JVP flat, chest symmetrical, lungs clear, heart regular, abdomen feeding G-tube, extremities muscle wasting. New paragraph. Diagnosis. Diagnosis 1, chronic neutropenia. Diagnosis 2, polyclonal gammopathy, cause unclear. New paragraph. Recommendations. At this point, we'll go ahead and request a lab draw in 2 months for IgG, IgM, IgA level as well as beta 2 microglobulin level. For right now, we will just monitor her levels. At this point, she does not require any further invasive procedures such as bone marrow. We will see her in 2 months and monitor her progress. I do not suspect multiple myeloma. New paragraph, thank you. This is a consultation on Christie Zikowski, Z-I-K-O-W-S-K-I. Copy of this may be sent to Denton State Supported Living Center. Thank you.